We're just happy he's laying out Barack Obama. What an idiot Donald Trump is. But that's not the issue. Darren Dreger, great to see you.
Good to see you.
So, Winter Classic canceled today. Is this posturing by the NHL saying to the players, don't mess with us?
Well, that's the view of the Players Association, or at least that's how I read the statement from Executive Director Don Fehr. But it wasn't so much tactical as logistical. You know, the National Hockey League and the Players Association could not screw up the mother of all Winter Classics. And really, that's what this is. It's the Big House. It's Comerica. It's all of the teams that were investing in being part of what would have been a global spectacle. They've run out of time. Logistically, they couldn't get it done.
And could this be rejuvenated if there is a good weekend? Because we know that there's a shade of optimism going on right now. If there's a good weekend and things come together, could they bring it back?
I'm told no. And that might surprise some who are watching. And it surprised me a little bit because a week or so ago, I was told that from a mechanical standpoint, yeah, they could get into the Big House and they could get everything in working order by U.S. Thanksgiving towards the end of November and it could fly. But because of what I said a minute ago, logistically, they've just flat out run out of time. So it's dead.
You were making reference to the release by Donald Fehr and the NHL Players Association. I believe the quote would be unneeded and unnecessary. How can they say that? I mean, clearly, if there's no hockey being played, and like you say, logistically, there's so much to be done. How is this not needed or necessary?
Well, the Players Association would have us believe that, you know, there is time. And it could get done. And you could play an 82-game schedule. In fact, in the release is the suggestion, again, could be playing right now and negotiating in good faith while playing.
Yeah, but I mean, that plane, that train, whatever mode of transportation, that's left a long time ago.
Agreed.
Because, you know, and I think at the heart of the matter, is this correct? The NHL approached the PA for a long time before it expired to talk. And there was no sense of urgency on the part of the players because they liked the deal.
Right. But that might have been, you know, perhaps the back channeling end game of the Players Association to say, look, no, we're not ready to talk in the summer. But when the expiration of the existing CBA, which ended September 15th, was closing in, well, hold on. You know, we can still get the season going and continue to negotiate. But everybody knows that from a bargaining perspective, that would have taken any leverage away from the league.
So people make the assumption because there's no face-to-face meetings and we don't see Gary Bettman racing into a meeting and Donald Fehr coming out with his news conference, that nothing's going on. But that's not true, right?
No, there's been a lot that's gone on over the course of this week. A lot of dialogue between Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly and Steve Fehr from the Players Association. And the sense is, at the very least, those two gentlemen will meet, perhaps as early as this weekend, early next week. And they're likely talking about a lot of things. I'm sure the Players Association, you know, furnished the league daily with a list of, you know, their number 1 to 15 concerns that have to be addressed. And many of them the league can likely live with. So that is progressive dialogue. Bettman and Don Fehr ultimately are going to have to sign off on this, but there is a lot more going on than perhaps is being reported.
20 seconds to go. Would you say that there's a shade of optimism today that maybe wasn't there a couple weeks ago?
I would say this week there's a shade of optimism, but as I said on the air earlier this week on TSN, it's either this month or bust.
Appreciate this. We got a great show coming up. You got to watch. I've never said that to you before, but you got to watch. Okay. Dick Vitale, Eric Dickerson, and more.